So, here we are. Find ourselves on day two. Or should I say audio two, because of course this isn't quite day two, but I digress. Hopefully, the majority of you made it through the offering from yesterday. Although, some part of me really wishes that you didn't. And that you broke down for me, my dear lady. That you decided that coming for me was the right answer. Well, let's see if the second day can change your mind on whether or not you should be or not, because I know the answer. And the answer is always going to be, you should be. For today, I think I'm going to be exploring something a little bit more teasing, perhaps. Still the same hunger that you're used to from me. Still the same passion that I have for you as of yesterday. But this is going to be all about you. And don't let me mislead you on this one. Don't ever think that this isn't entirely devoted to sating my hunger for making you come. So, today I believe the idea is going to be very simple. I need you to close your eyes and imagine this one for me. And if your hands so happen to stray to that delicious cunt of yours, then so be it. Because I think today is going to be all about you. All about me having you pinned against your bed. All about my lips on your neck. My teeth nipping gently. My hands exploring you. Cupping your breasts. Kneading them. Teasing them. Just imagine the moans that you give me, oh, so sweet, as I work my hands slowly within your body to find the place that we both know we need, the place that we both hunger for, my dear lady, that delicious wet cunt of yours. As I know it would be. No matter how much you want to deny it. No matter how much you want to lie to me that I haven't got you excited and I haven't got you dripping for me. The proof would be under my hand. I run my fingertips up and down your cunt, gliding them slowly up and down you, rubbing your clit slowly, showing you exactly how I'm intending to take you today. I'm intending to tease you today. And slowly, lightly, working the tips of my fingers over the folds of your cunt. Teasing it. Showing you exactly just how bad I need it. I will slide some fingers into your cunt and fail just how prepared you are. Just saying how ready you are for this to devolve further. For this to go deeper. For me to start teasing you properly. As I slip a finger into you, I slowly feel that delicious cunt of yours give way to me. As I murmur in your ear about how badly I need you to come for me. How I can almost taste it. How badly I need to feel it as you convulse against me. As I start to slowly finger fuck you. Slowly, teasingly run a finger in and out of that cunt. Just telling you just how fucking wet you are for me and how good you feel underneath me. Tell you just how fucking good it feels to have you right where I want you. Pressing against you as I rub you. I finger fuck you slowly. And then slide a second finger into you. Press my thumb to your clit and start rubbing you hard. And I would, my dear lady, I would finger fuck you nice and hard against me, my lips on your neck, in your ears, nibbling on your earlobe, driving you wild as I finger fuck you nice and fucking hard. Telling you just how good this cunt feels and how badly I need to feel you fucking convulse against me as you lose control for me, because you will. Because you will. Because at this point, my dear lady, I need to play a symphony on your naked body, and I will make it my instrument. I will make it my fucking instrument to play and get the sweetest of music out of as your voice reaches a crescendo. As you come, and you come, and you come against me on my fingers, or perhaps on your own, still pressed against me either way, still fucking needing more. But this isn't about me making you come, is it? My dear lady, this is about me making you need to come for me. Don't think I have forgotten my goal, dear lady. Don't think that I've forgotten just how badly I need to make you break. How badly I need to shatter that resolve. How would I do it, do you ask? In finger fucking you, my dear lady, and pressing against you every time, every fucking time. time. I feel you getting close to that edge. I feel you fucking peeking. That fucking edge of pleasure. I would stop. I would pull my fingers out of you. I would taste them. I would let you taste them. And in that complete abandon, I would whisper in your ear and tell you that I need you to finish the job. I need you to fucking finger and rub yourself exactly the way that you fucking feel the best. And I need you to come for me. I need you to fucking convulse against me as your fucking cunt grips your fingers. And you know just how victorious my grin would be. As I finally break you down like I've needed to all along. And if you didn't cave the first time, I would do it again. And again, and again, and again, and again, encouraging you, cajoling you, fucking whispering all sorts of filth in your ear as I fucking finger fuck you over and over again, never, ever giving you the release that you need, until you take it for yourself. And I know you would, my dear lady. I know after being edged like that for hours, you wouldn't have any ability to fight me anymore. You wouldn't have any ability to not reward me with what I need anymore. You wouldn't have any ability not to gift me that orgasm that I can sense is about to tear through your body. So come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Until you can't. Until you can't even move anymore. Until you can't even think. And it would be my victory there, little lady. It would be my victory, my dear lady. And it would be oh so sweet, and I doubt you'd be able to complain from just how fucking hard you would have come for. And that is all I need. It's all I hunger for. It's all I want. Is for you to come for me. So, what's stopping you? Come for me.